Excellencies, committee members, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the 239th meeting of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances. We'll start today with the review of the report submitted by Honduras in accordance with Article 29, Article 1 of the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. I have the pleasure to welcome on the podium Her Excellency, Ms. Carla Cueva, Secretary of State for Human Rights, as well as the rest of the delegation. Please, Madam, have your seat. Please. You can sit. You can sit even here.
Hay tres.
Before giving the floor to the delegation, I would like to explain the methodology of the constructive dialogue. The dialogue will be conducted by the chairperson and will be divided in two parts. The first part of the dialogue will focus on clusters 1 to 3, while the second part, that will be tomorrow, will be devoted to clusters 4 and 5. The first part of the dialogue will commence with an opening statement by the delegation of Honduras for a maximum of 15 minutes. After the opening statement by the delegation, the country rapporteurs, Mr. Hüle and Ms. Galvis, will take the floor to make comments on the report and on the replies of the list of issues and ask questions for 10 minutes. Then the other members of the committee will be given the floor to ask questions for 3 minutes each. After all the questions have been posed, the delegation will have 15 minutes to reply to the questions. Afterwards, the committee members will have the opportunity to ask follow-up questions, and once they are posed, the delegation will have 30 minutes to reply. A similar approach will be followed with regard to the second part of the dialogue tomorrow. Once the delegation has provided its replies to the follow-up question, the country rapporteurs will proceed to make a summary of the dialogue. Afterwards, the delegation will be given the floor for 10 minutes to make its closing remarks. I would like to bring to the delegation's attention that should the replies to any of the questions remain pending, it will have the possibility to submit them in writing within 48 hours after the finalization of this constructive dialogue. In order to facilitate a balanced exchange between the committee and the state party delegations, I would like to encourage them both to make focused and precise interventions and to respect the time limit, which I will indicate before giving you the floor. I now have the pleasure, Your Excellency, to give you the floor for 15 minutes. You have the floor.